There's three characteristics that will mark the spiritual walk. The first one, and I can't read the verses, but you can look at them if you want at your own time, is found in Ephesians 4:30. The first characteristic says that the believer will not grieve the Holy Spirit. If you're going to walk by the Spirit, one thing will be true about you: you do not grieve the Holy Spirit. When is the Spirit grieved? Well, the Spirit is grieved when the believer deliberately and persistently sins against his fellow Christians, Ephesians 4:25-32. Conversely, he must confess and forsake those sins. Don't grieve the Spirit. A second characteristic is he will not quench the Spirit. He quenches the Spirit when he refuses to permit the Spirit to express himself through that person's life. In other words, when you fail to submit or you fail to yield to the Spirit, you're quenching the Spirit. You're stamping out the divine fire within. And the third characteristic is he will be filled with the Spirit. So walking by the Spirit will exemplify those things in the life of the person who is doing that. You will not grieve the Spirit, you will not quench the Spirit, and you will be filled with the Spirit. Now, when Paul says that you should be filled with the Spirit, he's not in any way meaning to say that one gets more of the Holy Spirit. What he's actually meaning to say is that the Spirit gets a whole lot more of me. Now, if we walk by the Spirit, the result of constant obedience, and this is not a one-time thing, remember, this is progressive sanctification. I don't make a decision this morning to walk by the Spirit, and thus going forward, I just automatically walk by the Spirit. I make that decision intentionally, deliberately, all the time, every day, likely dozens of times a day. But listen to what the promise says. If I live in obedience to that command, I will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Now, if you are living in sin or you're battling with sin constantly, I would challenge you to think about whether or not you're walking by the Spirit. If you are not, then the flesh is having victory over you. And he says there's a remedy for this. Simply obey the command. Now, it's not that easy, but what I'm saying is that it is possible, because God says that will be the outcome if you simply do what I tell you to do. Walk by the Spirit. I mean, the negative is very emphatic. It's as if to say he's saying you shall absolutely, positively not fulfill. He's saying it that way. There is no exception. Victory over the possibility of daily sins comes from complete surrender to the Holy Spirit, not from conformity to a legalistic code. We've tried the legalistic route, haven't we? And we are frustrated to no end because we never experience the glorious victory that comes by actually obeying the simple command, walk by the Spirit.